Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Coming from you hot, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I am the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt, and to my left should be joining us at any minute, my beautiful, stylish, educated, tall and handsome, Tiger Taylor. So what's up, everybody? Off today, had some dental work done. Here he is. He's live. He's coming in. Here we go. The beautiful, educated, tall, and handsome Tiger Taylor is on the line with us.
Ooh, what is your nickname today, my friend?
Well, my friend, I am the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt. So,
I love it.
Tiger, we've been brainstorming all day. I'm at home. I had some dental work done yesterday. You're at home enjoying time with your family before you're on the road again. What is up?
Sure.
Beautiful day. Spit some knowledge on me.
You and I had the best phone conversation this morning from like 9 till 11:30. And you said, don't call me on days we have a podcast because we drop all of our knowledge. You know, we blow our gasket before it's time to do the show. Matt and I finally developed when it's ready, when you guys are ready. We already know our first seminar that we're going to host. So we got a lot accomplished today. I'm very proud of what Matt and I did today. We spent about 2 hours brainstorming. We got great ideas that we're not going to do on a podcast, but we will do in person. It'll be a little more in-depth for you guys. It'll be a little more personal for you guys, and I am looking forward to that. Matt's having a hard time in life right now with a certain – he's conflicted, and he called today, and we can't really discuss what he's conflicted about, or we can go deep on this podcast again. But one of the things that Matt and I talk about when we're not on the show is practicing what you preach, and far too often Matthew doesn't practice what he preaches like I do. I practice everything I preach. I'm just kidding. We don't, you know, we both fall short of that. We both preach the great advice, and we're not the greatest at following the advice. Today, Matt needs to put up or shut up. He's in a position where he's got all the love and support in the world. It's his time to pull the trigger, and he's got every confirmation bias in the world why he shouldn't. But yet he's been asked to, he's been told to, and it's his time to shine. And again, Matthew waits. I asked him today, are you going to grab this amber while it's hot? And are you going to turn it into a fire? Or are you going to watch it fizzle out? And he said, most likely just watch it fizzle out. And I said, dadgummit. Dadgummit. And he's just like, yeah, man, I know. It's sad because I believe that we don't get a ton of those in our life. We don't get that moment very often, and to hear that he has an amber that's lit and most likely he's going to watch it fizzle out, to be honest, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because he knows better, but he doesn't do. I hope that he finds the strength, knowledge, and wisdom within himself to make the right decision, because the right decision is what he wants to do. But everything in life tells him not to do that. He's following the old orders of life. The old orders of life tell him, Matthew, go back to college. Matthew, get a second bachelor's degree. Matthew, in the bachelor's degree, let's just use marketing, for instance, okay, because that's what I'm interested in. Not necessarily saying Matt is. I'm just using that as an example. It's easier whenever I can give you examples. So Matt says, I want to get into marketing, but who's going to hire me? I could have read every Gary Vaynerchuk book. I could read every John C. Maxwell book. I could read every Dale Carnegie book. People aren't going to hire me in marketing. You know, what do? Do I go back to college? Do I get a degree and then my master's degree in marketing before I can start my career? I'm 31 in 2 weeks. I'm 31 in 2 weeks. What do I do, man? I'll be 35 before I get my master's degree. I'll be halfway through my 30s before I can start my passion. What do I do? Do I just wait? Is that what I'm supposed to do? And I said, no. Self-education is just as good as formal education, okay? You don't need the degrees. You don't need the certification. You need the passion, the drive, the will, and most of all, again, what I said first, the passion in the industry or field of your choice. Matt is very passionate about some things, and he's got an opportunity to chase them. But he's remembering old world views. He's remembering the biases that he has created in his mind through past experiences in life that hold him back. He's letting fear stop him. Do you remember last Monday's show, Matthew?
Yeah, I do.
What's on the other side of fear?
False evidence appearing real. There's nothing on the side of fear. On the side of fear is success.
Why now, are you afraid to leap?
Well, it's because my wife will take everything. That's why I'm afraid to leap her.
No, I said leap. Leap. Not leap.
Oh. Leap. No, everybody.
Leap.
I woke up this morning and my wife.
Don't give too much
me.
Away because people listen. Don't give too much away because people listen. Sorry to cut you off.
Not,
go ahead. Think before you speak.
My wife just said, hey, you know what, just go live your passion. Go find something that you truly love, and we'll support you 100%. So I was like, okay, that's great. Give me about 4 months, and I'll do it, because I know myself. If I was like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and just quit my job, then I will stay at home and do nothing. So that's why I said, give me 4 months, let me find something that I really, really love, and we'll jump right into it. Now, BLS
four
is exactly
months
what I love.
You want, you're not going to do any different than what you're doing now, especially if that's the crutch you're using. If you're
right.
Using that bias of your, you know, procrastination, you're going to be able to put no more, no less into BLS or no more, no less into what your true passion is. Whatever it may
right.
be, you've never shared with BLS what your true passion is that you're working on inside of BLS, you know. So, but I'm afraid that in 4 months you're going to be exactly where you are today.
That's
which
what
is
I'm afraid
truth.
Of, too.
Now, me too, man. You know, one of the things is I quit my job last year. Do you guys remember that? Everybody listening? If you'll go back to last September to our shows, I quit my job. I woke up one day and I said, I'm tired of traveling. I'm tired of the business, tired of the industry, tired of everything the way it is. I'm going to find a new thing. And I'm going to, you know, I had all these grand ideas. Do you know how many of the grand ideas I got done?
How many?
Well, I won the Super Bowl in Madden 2015. That was pretty dope. I did the podcast no more, no less than I did when I was working 50 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
I promoted our show and worked on the show no more, no less than whenever I was working 50 hours a week.
Right.
I picked up napping.
That's a good hobby.
Napping. That was pretty sweet. I gained 15 pounds because I would munch and just watch TV and nap.
Right.
I lost a lot of self-worth. I lost a lot of drive and ambition. I became the king of procrastination because I never forced myself to get things done because I wasn't on a timeline. Well, I don't have to go to work, so I can do this at, you know, I'll work out at 9 o'clock this morning. Well, no, maybe after lunch. Well, after dinner. You know what? I don't have to be up early, so I can work out at 11 o'clock tonight. And I wouldn't work out that entire day because I kept saying, I have time. But I was letting the most important, most valuable asset that we as human beings have slip through my fingers, which is time. I wasn't utilizing my time wisely. We all have 24 hours. And when I wasn't working 10 to 12 of those hours a day, I blew them. I spent them in abundance like I would have more than anyone else because I wasn't working. What I didn't do was utilize it. I just wasted it, you know. I read a couple books. I did a couple good things, but nothing that found my new passion, nothing that started a new career, nothing that, you know, I was very upset. I was very upset. And Matt told me today, he said, look, I'm afraid I'm going to make the same mistake you made. What can I say to that? You're right. Yeah, I'm afraid you're going to make the same mistake I am too, but you're not me. I told Matt there's an old proverb that says, what's the difference in a wise man and a fool? Simply, the wise man learns from other people's mistakes as the fool learns from his own. Matt, you can learn from my mistakes. You can learn from my mistakes. I had a perfect opportunity. I seized the moment and then didn't do anything. It was horrible. I didn't do anything. So there is that. You don't have to make the same mistakes I've made. I've made the mistakes. You've seen the mistakes. Why would you? How could you make the same mistake I made? We all fall victim to procrastination. Take the step. When your wife is supporting you, telling you to go, you must run. The change
but I don't
habit,
ever listen to my wife.
The chains of habit are too hard to break until they become too heavy to, Ty says it all the time, to break.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You're chained down so far right now. You're weighted down by the chains of procrastination, by habit, by fear. It's a bummy place to be, man. I see so much potential in you in our real life, outside of BLS. So much potential, and you know the potential you're worth until it's time for you to put the potential into action, and you say, I can't. Now, did you not say this earlier?
Oh, yeah.
You
oh,
said,
yeah, sure.
you go, I have, oh, I know I'm a great, I know I'm a great salesman. I know I'm a great marketer. I know I'm a great networker. Now, get out there and do any of one of those three, and you're like, I can't.
Because I don't, I've tried. No one will pick me up. That's the saddest thing. That no one is willing to take a chance on little old me.
But why? Why? Because they want to see. That's what we always say. You don't have to have the college degree. But, Matthew, what do they
exactly.
want when you're there? What do they want?
they just want someone that will do the work. That's the thing is, I went to a job interview, guys, and I blew it out of the water. I thought I did fantastic.
How
Everything
many people interviewed you at once? It was a team interview on you.
It was like four, five. It was five. One over everyone
you
else.
You won four
one
out
person.
Of, yes. You had
everybody
eating out of your hand except for one person.
Yeah, they thought I was just too over the top. I was too passionate. I was trying to sell a million dollar product when the company doesn't make $1 million. It sells hats and beans. But I went in with the attitude that I could sell anything. And small towns, they really don't like that. I guess. I don't know. Because every company that I ran into is like that.
The problem with me is when someone tells you you're too passionate about this industry, they're idiots.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're listening to me. You're a fool. You're an idiot. Because if Matt will sell your hat and beanie, whatever you said to sell, like it's a million-dollar product when it's a $25 product, why wouldn't you want to snatch that up? Why wouldn't you want someone that thinks your hat and beanie is a million-dollar hat and beanie, sell it? Because he'll be passionate. He'll believe what he's selling. The two steps of success, believe and learn. Matt would believe in the product he's pushing out. He would believe it's a million-dollar product.
Mm-hmm.
He would learn all he can about the product, how it was made, where it was made, what it's made of. He would learn how to style it, how to wear it, and then he would sell it to everyone. But instead, they say, you're too passionate. Hey, I don't want you to sell a product. You're a little too into it. You're a little too into my product. What does that mean? That's like saying someone's overqualified. I'm not overqualified. I'm perfect for the job. If I am overqualified, then you just got the deal of a lifetime, sir. If I'm really overqualified, you just got the deal of a lifetime because I'm willing to work for you. Someone with my skill, my expertise, my passion, my love is willing to offer it to you. How lucky are you today?
That's exactly right. And I remember one time I got turned down for a job because I was asked, I know my how much I'm worth. And I got turned down because they said I wasn't worth that much. So don't let people tell you what you're worth. Know your worth.
I can reiterate that. I just turned down a job, a really good job, a job I've always wanted. I just turned it down last month. Casino slot director. I told them what I needed because I know what I'm worth, and they couldn't get within 10,000 of it, and I walked away. I promise I did. You're going to pay me? I'm not going to step back in life. I'm not going to devalue myself. But what that means is it doesn't mean that they're not willing to pay me what I'm worth. It does not mean that they're not willing to pay you, Matthew, what you are worth. It means they can't afford your expertise. They cannot afford your skill. They cannot afford what you bring to the table. It's not their fault. It's not your fault. So
it is my fault. It's my fault of being too good.
Yeah,
being too developed.
Matthew doesn't have a degree in marketing, but Matthew has a degree. But Matt says, I didn't learn anything in my college degree.
No,
he told me that today.
Nothing.
He said, I didn't learn. He goes, all I did was show up. I just show up enough, and they gave me my degree. That's it. That's all I did. I just show up, did what work was in front of me. I didn't retain any of it. I left with a degree, a bachelor's degree. In what? Health and performance? What did you get a degree in?
Health and exercise.
Health and exercise. But you didn't learn anything. But yet Matthew has read, help me name a few, who are your favorite authors? I mean, John C. Maxwell, you've read in multiple books.
John C. Maxwell, Richard Branson, Dave Ramsey.
Yes.
I've read a little bit of everything.
Yes, you know, Dale Carnegie, you've read two of his books, Napoleon Hill. You have knowledge. Listen, that is what I get so frustrated about, is because people say they can't learn. Because they can't go to college. They can't afford the $60,000. Forget $60,000 tuition. Forget student loans. Forget that. What are you passionate about? If you are passionate about leadership, John C. Maxwell is a master in leadership. Nobody would argue that. John C. Maxwell is a master in leadership. No one's going to argue that. He has wrote several books on leadership. I promise you, if you read 5 of his books on leadership, you will become a master at leadership. Yeah, you'll go to your interview, and you won't have the college degree. You won't have certifications, but you'll have better than that. You'll have the real knowledge. Well, how do I get that out? How do I let them know? I don't have the degree, but I have the knowledge. By speaking. By talking. By telling them what your plan of attack will be. To telling them in your interview your 5 steps of leadership. What it takes to be a leader. What is a leader. How to become a leader. You gain all the knowledge from the 5 books that you've read of his, and you drop the knowledge. If you're trying to get into the finance world, there are books by Dave Ramsey. Go in there and just start dropping knowledge on your finances. You know, whatever it is, whatever skill set, there's books for marketing. Richard Branson, go in there and drop knowledge that you read from those books. Listen, your books can be wrote by some of the most influential and brainy people of any generation. Dale Carnegie, who lived in the early 1900s, his books are still relevant today. Napoleon Hill from, what, the 70s? His book is still relevant today. Guys, you're wasting potential. You're wasting time by saying, I don't have the skill set. I can't do it. I don't have the college degree. All these brilliant men who have mastered their field wrote all their thoughts, ideas, tips, trips, tricks, and steps in books. It's your job to go read what they wrote down and you know, put to use what they offer. Take their story. Take what they did. Emulate it. Do it yourself. If you want to be a leader in any industry, I tried to ask you to send me this quote the other day. It was either Jim Rohn or it was Warren Buffett. I don't remember who it was. You told me this over the phone. You said, Warren Buffett says, if you want to be the leader in your industry, read 10 books or something like that about the whatever study.
But yeah, he said, if you want to be the 1% of, it was Warren Buffett, if you want to be the 1% in your field, read one book a month for 5 years, and you'll be the 1%. If you read two or three books.
Listen to that. That sets me on fire with excitement. If you want to be the 1%, if you want to be 1% in your industry, in your field, if you want to be the 1%, read a book a month for 5 years. Those 5 years are coming and going regardless if you're reading or not. Why not try? Warren Buffett is what? The wealthiest man in America? He's a brilliant mind. He's telling you, my secret is to get to be 1% the leaders, the 1% in your industry or field. Read a book a month about your industry or field. For 5 years. Those 5 years are coming and going, man. You know, I was 25 once, 7 years ago. I didn't want to be 32. I wanted to be 25. But you know what? Those 7 years came and went without me. They didn't ask me, Tiger, how do you feel about these 7 years going by? Is it okay if the seconds hand keeps going on this clock? Is it all right for time to move forward? It doesn't care about me. It is bigger than me. It is bigger than you. Time waits for no man. Those 5 years are coming regardless. 5 years will go and slip away from you regardless if you're ready or you want it to or not. There is not a redo. There is not a reset game. There's no button. Pick up a book. If it's marketing that you love, go to Barnes & Noble and buy a marketing book now. And as soon as you're done reading it, read another. And as soon as you're done reading it, read another. 5 times 12, Matt. Help me out with some math here.
5 times 12? Yes, sir.
60?
Yes, sir.
60 books. 60 books. Well, I don't have time to read a book a month. You know, I don't have time to read 60 books in the next 5 years. You have nothing but time. You have nothing but time. You have fear and procrastination stopping you, but you have nothing but time, my friend. The more you read, the better you get. You'll be able to speed read through these books. Practice makes perfect. But Matthew says practice does not make perfect. What does practice make, Matthew?
Practice makes progress, my friend. It makes progress.
It does not make perfect. It makes progress. But you will be a better reader by the time you're on your fifth book in that 60.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be a better reader by the time you're on the 15th book. You'll be a super proficient by the time you're on the 30th book. And by the time you read that 60th book, you'll be reading more than a book a day. Of your career choice.
Mm-hmm. Warren Buffett reads 800 pages.
800 pages. I have books that are 200 pages to 600 pages. He reads more than my books a day. You can get on Amazon.com or you can jump in your car and drive to Barnes & Noble's Books A Million. Bam! Books A Million. Bam! It's your choice, guys. You have access to books. Go buy. I was going to use marketing because that's what we're stuck on today. Go buy a marketing book. Read it. Buy a bookcase. Buy a bookshelf. Buy a shelf at Walmart. Take two nails. Slap that thing up on the wall. Stick your first book up there. That's one. 59 to go. Buy another book that day. Buy three books at a time. Ty Lopez will buy 8 books a day. By the time you have 60 marketing books on your bookshelf, you're the man. How can you not become the 1% of your industry or field of choice, which would be marketing in this case? How could you not? How could you not? Matthew, what is stopping you from cutting, from breaking those chains of habit, breaking those chains of fear, procrastination, overcoming your biases that you've created in your lifetime?
The only person, the only thing that's stopping is me. That's it. That is it. The fear of failure, but it's not real. So that's what stopping is.
Why are you in your own way?
Exactly. Literally. I was just thinking, I was like, I should ask Tiger. Tiger, do you believe that some people are made just to be ordinary?
No. No, I believe we are all capable of exceptional things. I believe confirmation biases hold us back. I believe fear holds us back. Procrastination holds us back. Habit holds us back. Negative thought holds us back. Everything. You become your thoughts. When you say, I can't, you simply cannot. When you tell me you can't, you simply cannot. Stop with the defeating talk. Stop beating yourself up. Stop feeling like you're not worth it. You've read 60 books in your chosen field, in your chosen study, and you've read 60 books on that subject. That's worth more than your PhD. Because you can get your PhD in something and not be passionate. You just knew that's a way to become successful. But you read 60 books in your chosen industry, your chosen field, you become the 1% in that industry, in that field, I guarantee you will be successful. You walk into interviews, Matthew, and you set them on fire. I am sick when I think about your last interview. Matthew goes into the interview for marketing. No, it was great. I'm sick that they passed you up. Matthew goes in there. I've told you guys a million times on the show, Matthew is the funniest guy I've ever met, biggest personality of anybody. Matthew gets in there and he's in a serious interview, but he's trying to show that he's playful. He's trying to show that he's witty. He's trying to show how these, you know, skills that you need to be a great marketer, witty, fast thinking, cunning, you know, quick on his feet. He's able to overcome any obstacle that they may throw at him, you know, because he can move well on his feet. Thinks good on his feet. They ask Matthew, Matt, what's the worst boss you've ever had? And he smirks at the guy and he says, and what do you say, Matt? The guy says, I'll be the guy. Matthew, could you tell me the worst boss you've ever had?
Does my wife count?
Instantly. That's that salesman. That's that marketing guy. Thinks quick on his feet, cutting jokes. Best way to open up a door to friendship? I'm opening up a door. How do you open it? What best way to open that door to friendship? Laughter.
A joke, yep.
Laughter. Everybody loves to laugh. And if they don't, you don't want that person around you. Don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for you. Matthew.
Yes, sir.
I love you. I love you, buddy. But I've got to see you spread your wings. I've got to see you follow a true passion. We're following every bit that we can for BLS. We're doing everything. Mm-hmm. We're coming at you five nights a week, Matthew and I discussed earlier. The only time we don't come through for you guys is when one of us is ill. I fell ill last week. Matthew had two teeth removed yesterday.
Because my wife knocked
him
out.
Here we are. Knocked him smooth out of his face. Mm-hmm. Do you know why she knocked him smooth out of his face?
Because she said I have crappy friends and then...
Because she said his chains of habit and fear are now too heavy to break because he never felt them until they reached that moment that they were too heavy to break. So she struck him in the face and knocked teeth out, trying to put a fire under Matthew. You're wasting
your
life.
Today.
It's not anyone else's responsibility, but your own. No one holds you back but you, my friend. You've got to get in there.
I'm holding myself back.
Oh, for sure. Again, earlier today, you and I are having a conversation. And you're like, I know I'm a great salesman. I know I'm a great marketer. I know I'm a great networker. I said, that's cool. Go out there and do it. Oh, I can't. Like, what do you mean you can't? You just told me you know you are these things, but you can't. I can't. What does that mean, I can't? You can. Well, I haven't found the right people to hire me. I haven't found anybody willing to take a chance on little old me yet. Yet. Say it with yet. I haven't found somebody to take a chance on me yet. I haven't had a chance. Nobody takes little old me serious yet. Have you read your 60 books in the field of your choice? I haven't, but have you?
Not yet.
Not yet. If you would have said no, it would have been a punch in the ear. And you know I'm not that
We
light.
Don't want that. Yeah, we don't want that.
Oh, Matthew, you're getting a punch. Not yet. You haven't yet. But yet implies you will because you can. Matthew, yes, you can. Yes, you will. Not today. Not tomorrow. But over the next 5 years, you can change the course of your life and study and be proficient and be successful in whatever career you choose to be. It's up to you, my friend.
Yeah. Would you rather be in sales or would you rather be in marketing if you had to choose one?
Probably marketing. I don't know. I don't know, man. If I had to choose one, I don't know. I'd like to do sales and marketing because, God, I love talking to people. I love passion of mine to talk to people. I love people, my friend. I love people. I love me some people. I love me some conversation. I love the podcast format, and I love in-person conversations. I get excited, but I also love coming up with ways to push product. I also love the internal how to trigger wants, needs, and desires from people to make them want to have a salesman come to them. Because when you're working with direct sales, like a car salesman, you really don't have to be that good at sales. You have to be a good listener. You show me a successful car salesman, and I'll show you a man that knows how to get out of his own way. What do you mean? They're coming to you. Hi, welcome to such and such dealership. Can I help you today? Yeah, I'm looking for a truck. Looking for a truck? Great. Are you looking for a two-door, four? I'm looking for a four-door, full-size truck with a short bed. awesome. We can go right this way. I'm taking you to, you're telling me what you want. I really love red trucks. Awesome. Let's go over here. I really want a four-wheel drive. Oh, right over here. Not selling them on anything. When someone is wanting to buy a car, I sold cars for years. When, and my grandfather was the number one Lincoln Continental salesman in the state of New York. I have a diamond ring from Lincoln that he got in the 60s for being an exceptional Lincoln Continental salesman, the number one in the state of New York, diamond ring, Lincoln Continental. The beautiful thing about that is they tell you what they want. Show it to them. Don't try to change your mind. Show them. They're there for a reason. They're telling you what you want. They want. Make it happen. Take them to what they want, Matthew. Secondly, they'll tell you the price range they want to be in. They'll tell you the payment term they want. Some of them got good enough credit. They'll tell you the interest rate they're shopping for. Matthew, they're telling me what they want. Provide me with this. Give me these. Give me these. And I'll do business with you. It's not rocket science, my friend. Sometimes you get to become a salesman, though, in those situations. And I'm going to give you a trick of the trade of car sales, guys. Don't fall for this next time you're buying a car. Sorry to all the car salesmen. I'm giving away tricks of the trade as an old car salesman. But you know what, man? It's fun. Come up with a new way. Upsell, my friends, because I'm telling my friends here at BLS, the next time you buy a car, beware, because they would say, Matthew, ready? We're going to role play. You don't know I'm doing
okay.
This. I'm winging it.
Okay.
Okay, ready? But just come all up right. with a real number. Matthew,
yes.
What car payment are you looking for right now?
Can you put me around 305 to 325?
Okay, 305 to 325. Up to?
Yeah, up to the highest, probably be about 350.
Okay, hold on. All right, look, 350, but no more than, and I mean no
yeah.
more than.
No more than.
How much?
360.
360, I'm doing a car deal at 360. Because you told me you would do it. You just gave me a verbal commitment. I just talked you up from 305 to 360 a month. Now, the salesman doesn't get anything more than that, but the dealership does. The finance guy does. And I just put you in a worse position for the greater good of the company. But I don't need that. And you fall into it. You want to make me happy, so you want to give me an answer. You feel obligated to answer me, to have a response, because I asked you a question. Matthew, what do you want your payment to be? 305 to 320. Up to? Well, I mean, it can do 350. No more than? Absolutely no more than. Absolutely no more than 360. Well, what happened to 305? What happened? The difference in 305 and 360 is I can sell the car now for several thousand dollars more, and then I can make more money. But Matthew plays along, didn't know that I was going to do that. That's an old trick of the trade. Matthew didn't know what I was doing, so he's just trying to make me happy. He's trying to come up with the numbers. He's trying. He was pretending he was in that moment. He wants that Mustang so bad. He wants that Mustang, and he's willing to do whatever it takes. He's caught up. He drove it. He smelt it. He sat behind the wheel and closed his eyes and pictured himself pulling it up to the driveway. Those are also tricks. Make them feel like they already own it. And then when it came time for how much, I bumped his idea of a 305 payment to 360 in less than 30 seconds. Matthew has the ability to do that with any product in the world. Matthew will push product. He will push a $50,000 car like a $1 million car. He needs the opportunity. Matthew.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing right now? Because it sounds like you're texting and then it got distorted. So
No,
I have a question.
I was listening.
Okay. Maybe you're punching on a computer. Let me ask you a question, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what vague means? We both are in agreement mm-hmm. what vague means, correct?
Yeah.
Be vague, please. Be vague, please. Recently, you stepped out for another job opportunity, and you were
mm-hmm.
denied, correct?
Yes.
You asked somebody for a job, and they weren't able to accommodate you, correct?
That's correct.
Let's dig into that, because that's where I don't have an answer. I don't have an opinion. So it's your time to step up to the mic, talk with some passion, speak with confidence, and tell me, what am I supposed to do when I have the resources, the will, the passion, but not the resource. I don't have the know-how to start the business, and you're not willing to help me. What do I do? You're literally stuck in that. It just happened to you.
Yeah, it just happened to me about a month ago. What happened was I was having dinner or brunch or whatever you want to call it, coffee, with a friend. And I was like, hey, you know what? I'm really wanting to break into the business. What can you do? Or what can I do?
I'm glad you're bored. I'm glad you're bored. Just keep yelling on the show.
No, my body needs oxygen. That's why I'm... And he looked at me dead in the face, and he said,
vague.
This is a one-man show. That's one-man show. I don't need you. It's one-man show. No good here. And my jaw just dropped.
Matt,
I'm like, wow.
Matt is taking my vague and just saying, you know what, bro? F you. F you and your vague.
And
So Matt, but it's a business that Matthew is super interested, super passionate, has read his fair share of 60 in that business, and wants help, wants that helping hand. Sometimes when you're on the mountain and you're climbing and you're taking your journey, you need someone to reach, to take a few steps back down the mountain, reach down and say, hey, I got you, man, and help pull you up.
Yeah,
what do you do when you don't have that in your life?
See, that's tough because I'm in a hard spot. Like, I don't know what to do. And I came to the all-knowing, beautiful, talented, slim Tiger Taylor, and I don't have an answer for this. It's just ridiculous.
I don't have an answer for this either, my friend. I don't have a clue what to do when keep applying. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. Keep applying.
Keep applying. Just meditate about it. Pray about it. And see what happens. There's something out there. It just hasn't hurt yet. And it's starting to like turn around for me because I turned 31 in 2 weeks, and I looked at myself in the mirror the other day, and I was like, you know what, Matthew, you're 31. You do have a college degree, but you're not doing shit with it. Right now, you're a failure in life. You do have a show. Mm. You do have a company. It's good. But it's not where it could be because of you. Now, get out there and make it happen. And then I try to make it happen, and I run into brick walls. I don't know how to get around them.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
I don't understand it either. Hey, Matthew, take over. FedEx just came to my house.
Oh, what are they doing at FedEx? Well, that's the thing, guys, I'm battling with. Like, I want BLS to take off. But then again, also, I want to find a new skill. Health and wellness is great, but where I'm at right now, I can't go any higher. I can't do anything else. So I want to find a new skill. I love marketing. I love sales. I love BLS. BLS is something that I wake up and dream about every day. And when are we... We're reading Lewis Howes' book, School of Greatness. We talk about writing what your day would look like. All my day consists of was BLS 24/7. Woke up, did BLS. Lunch, BLS. Dinner, BLS. Now, what are you passionate about? How can we help you become passionate? Because I don't want to be like the person that...
Life. I'm all
yeah,
about
I want to be
line.
Like
sorry about
the person that said, you know what, there's no room for you here. We all want you to grow. We're not going to be like that towards you guys.
Guess what? Let me interject. And then we'll come right back to your thought process. Sorry, guys, I want to apologize. But FedEx has shown up at my house. Showed up. I'm from Oklahoma. They showed up and showed out. Guess what, guys? One box of books, that thing weighs about 40 pounds. Amazon.com, I buy used. Guess what? When I'm buying used books, I'm a baller. Yep, I'll take that book,
baller.
That book, because we're talking about my price, you know. I just got a literally a box, probably 40 pounds, 8 books, got on Amazon.
I'm
using my wife's Amazon Prime, just got 8 books. What are you reading?
Brian,
go ahead.
Focal Point.
Ooh.
That's the book I'm reading right now. A Proven System to Simplify Your Life, Double Your Productivity, and Achieve All Your Goals.
Mm. Oh, I love it. I love it. So, Matthew, what you were talking about again a moment ago, were you talking about people afraid of your success?
Do what?
Or
I'm
no?
sorry.
You and I
what was
sometimes talk about people don't help people anymore in this day and age because they feel like their
right.
success means their success.
Mm-hmm.
Have you touched base on that?
No, I started to, but go ahead, buddy.
Okay, yeah, well, I love hearing your voice. I want to hear you talk.
Well, there's not a whole lot for me to talk about because it's plain and simple. I literally want to help everyone reach their goal. That's it. I want to help you reach whatever goal you have. I want
to
help.
We are willing to
any
come back down that mountain. If we're further up this mountain than you, guess what? We would love the opportunity for you to reach out. Tell us where you're at on this climb. If we've been there, we'll show you an easier way. Hey, man, I took this climb too, and I found that this route was easier. Have you tried this? Consider this. Or you know what? I'm right there too. Let's climb this together. I've made it just to that point too. Let's go. Get your climbing gear on. Let's go. Let's get up this mountain. We don't have tomorrow. We have today. Tomorrow's a lie. Because when you go to sleep and you wake up, it's today. It's not tomorrow. Don't fall victim to time. Make time work for you. Let's get up this mountain. Let's get things accomplished, you and I. But just because you're climbing this mountain with me does not indicate my success or failure. If you and I have the same goal, same dream, it doesn't mean I should hold you back because I'm afraid. Far too often in life, I've seen and I know of and I've heard about situations where people will not help someone because they think someone else's success is their failure. That's a sick way to think. It's an awful way to think.
Mm-hmm.
You're stuck in a nasty habit, my friend, if that's the way you think.
It's true. You're 100% correct. So what kind of books did you get? I would love to hear what kind of books you got.
Motivation Manifesto.
Ooh, love that book.
I got the actual Think and Grow Rich so we can end up doing our show. Got the 21 Immutable Laws of Leadership.
Okay.
I got Strength Finder 2.0.
Ooh, that's a good one. I haven't read that one, but I heard it's a good one.
I hope so. You're a good one.
Well,
you're a good one. People just don't see it yet. I got Fingerprints of the Gods by Graham Hancock.
Hmm.
The book Joe Rogan suggests, and I got like 2 more. I can't remember right now, off the top of my head. So tell me something. Tell me something good, buddy.
Yes.
I know we've talked about this all show long. Let's be honest, we've talked about this all day long. But you're nowhere more ready to... I'm getting these books open, man. I'm pumped. You're no more ready to take the step than you were. What is holding you back? Besides fear of the unknown?
I think it's just the comfortableness of the job that I have, you know, starting over, the struggle of starting over. That's
the struggle of real.
Because I get paid very well for what I do, and up and leaving that on something that I don't have an education in, that seems a little scary. But you know what? I'll pray about it, meditate on it, and that's what I'm supposed to be doing, and that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yes. You know, in the question of what should I do lies the answer. And only you can make the step. I can want it for you all day. I can want it for you more than you want it for yourself. But until you step out and know your worth and show your worth to yourself, you'll never see in you what we see in you.
Right.
Whatever it is you do, my friend, I support you.
And also,
I
just need someone to hire me first.
Yeah, if you're out there, you need a marketer, a social media, any kind of mass communications, give them a shot. You know what? You know what? One of my...
And you know what other... Go ahead, I'm listening.
One of my mentors, I'm talking to the people out there listening, in case anyone needs a social media marketer or mass communication specialist. One of my buddies, my mentors, my mentor, definitely would not call him buddy. If I said my buddy to him, I would feel like I'm insulting him. He deserves more respect than my buddy. So I apologize for that. One of my mentors, Jason Sprinkle, once told me, you hire slow and you fire fast. If anybody is looking for any of the skills, qualifications that I just brought up on this podcast, hire Matt. Take the shot. Fire him fast if he's not any good. But I guarantee
you. Please don't.
Fire him fast if he's no good. Why? Please don't. It sounds indicative that you're not ready. You are ready. If somebody hired you right now, they would get you out of steel.
Yeah, I have to say I am ready.
You're ready? Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
I love it, my friend. I love it. You need the opportunity. Why not ask BLS Nation?
Yeah, BLS Nation. If you're looking for someone that is worthless and not great at what they do and lazy, give me a holler. I would love
to. I'm your guy. I'm your guy. If you like procrastinators who have
and somebody that will
drive,
show up with their teeth missing and black eyes, I'm your man.
If you love guys that are verbally abused by their spouses,
100%, your man.
Well, I am your man. Guys, I love it. I just wanted to say that I think you're worth it. Someone will hire you. Someone will give you the chance. But you can't stop. And
right.
One of the problems that you made last time is you got discouraged after that last interview. You know, where you won 4 people over and the 5th one did not like you. You got discouraged. You were like, man, that one person held me back. Everyone else loved me. I bet I don't get the job. And I said, well, you're putting that out to the universe that you're betting you won't get a job. You're betting against yourself. Most likely, you're right. Most likely, the minute you say, I'm not going to get it, the universe hears you. It's like the secret to an extent. So the minute you projected that out, that's what you got back. Every interview I do, even if it's terrible, I'm like, nailed it. Every interview I ever do, I feel like was my best one. So these people, though, don't let them discourage you. Because you haven't applied for another marketing company since then.
Right.
If you're willing to stop at one no, then you have no business in that field.
Yes. You're
if you're willing
right.
to stop at one no, you don't love it as much as you think you do. Because if you loved it like you think you do, they could tell you no one in this world would ever hire you. And you would still continue to show up and apply and interview. You have to have that belief. Matthew, I know deep down you have that belief. You're very confident. You know, let's cut some cake here. Let's really cut our teeth. What you're afraid of is losing monetary items for momentarily.
Right.
You're afraid that your ego is going to be bruised, that you don't make X amount of money now.
Right. Yeah,
those
if I don't
things,
make X amount of money, then Tiger Taylor won't be my friend. He told me that 5 years ago, and still rings true to this day.
That is absolutely 100% the truth. I judge my friends off of how successful people are. Oh, want to be my friend? Better have a PhD in life, my friend. Because if you're not moving me forward in life, that's what you're doing.
You're moving me back.
You're moving me back. I don't walk backwards, my friend. Neither do you. Neither does anybody listening.
So deep, my friend. You're so deep.
You're so deep.
It's been a while. So, I thank you so much for all the advice you have given me today, my friend. It's absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And yes, while you did hear my little hands taper across the keyboard because I was sending off my resume.
Awesome, my friend. Awesome. Putting things into action. Forget the last marketing company, because you don't live in that anymore. That's in the past. You don't live there, my friend.
That's right.
Move forward and progress. So today is Tuesday. Normally we do book reviews, but Matt and I think we're going to throw that out the window. We feel like you don't want book reviews. We feel like you're tired of the book reviews. From an analysis that we've put together, you don't like the book reviews. Tuesdays, Thursdays are the worst numbers for our show. So we're coming at you with self-help on Tuesdays, Thursdays. It can be a broad, general array of things. We may talk about fashion again. Yeah, we talk about fashion on Sundays. But there's a lot to the world of looking nice and why you should look nice. We may talk about health, exercise, and fitness, and food, and quality of food, and where to shop, and how to shop. We might do a segment called Matt's Daily Deal, or Matt's Deal of the Week, where he finds a place that he shops and looks nice at an affordable price. It tells you what color to buy and how many, if the sale is good enough. We can talk about love and passion and happiness. We can talk about all these things, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tomorrow is what, Matthew? Motivational Wednesday?
Wednesday we don't have a show.
Ooh, how come?
Because I work late on Wednesdays. Thursday, if you're in town, then we will do a live show.
Going live. So what we'll do is try to come through for you guys. I understand what's going on Wednesday. I didn't at first, but you're right. This Wednesday, no show. Our beautiful friends, our beautiful listeners, I cannot wait to have you back. Matthew, will you do me a favor today?
Just depends on what you want.
I want something easy. It's not going to take but a moment of your time. I would like you to give me a quote of the day. And I would like you to tell everybody here at Books, Life, and Stuff what BLS stands for. And close this out, my friend.
Well, BLS listeners and Tiger, thank you so much for your wisdom today. What Tiger is passionate about today really got to me and got me thinking. I preach this all the time, life is too short, do what you love. I think it's that time. So my quote for you is to attract what you expect, reflect what you deserve, become what you respect, mirror what you admire. And BLS, my friends, believe, learn, and you will succeed. Now also, look out for our coming up speaking engagement. Once we get it together, it's going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. As for me, I'm the best dressed in the Midwest. And to my left is my beautiful, slim, educated, sophisticated king of the jungle, Tiger Taylor. Happy Tuesday, everyone.